Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN as we take a look at eight area high school football games each week. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for helping us bring you the program here throughout the 2022 campaign. Usual suspects here, Matt Mullinex, Jim Field, and myself, Chris Parks. Take a look back at how we did in week number eight with our picks and then move on to week number nine here in the program. Last week, an 8-0 week here for myself, able to get another unblemished weekend there. Matt went 7-1, Jim went 6-2, and we've got a pretty tight racer coming down the stretch overall. Matt's out in front by a game at 50-14. I sit at 49-15. Jim at 42-22. Here as we head into the final couple weeks here of the program. Here's how it went down last week for week number eight. It was the Audubon Wheelers taking care of Woodbine, 56-48. We all had Audubon in that one, all got that one correct. Lennox, a 28-2 winner over Fremont Mills. That was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim out on a limb with FM in that one. It was Earlham, 42-14 over Riverside. We all had the Cardinals. We all got that one right. HSTW, 52-10 over St. Albert. We all had the Vikings there. Mount Air, a 33-14 winner over Southwest Valley. We all had Mount Air. Underwood held on to beat Kemper Catholic, 28-20. That was a winner for both Jim and myself. Matt on a limb there with Kemper came up short. And then Clarinda, 52-7 over Red Oak. That was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim had the Tigers. And Atlantic, 55-6 over Seidel. We all had the Trojans. So that's how it went for our picks in week eight. We'll get it started with week number nine picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770. To prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Jack's Original Pizzas, 3 for $8.88, Folgers Ground Coffee, $7.99 each, and 5-pound bags of Green Giant Russet Potatoes, just $2.48 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $2.88 a pound. USDA Choice boneless chuck roast, only $3.99 a pound. And boneless pork shoulder roast, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win as we get into week number nine. Now the smaller classes, 2A on to 8-player, have their playoffs starting here this week, and then the larger class is still with one more week of the regular season, so most of our matchups here on the sheet this week are going to be playoff contest, and we'll start off with some games in 8-man, and the first one that we have here on the sheet is the Audubon Wheelers at 4-5 going on the road to take on 8-0 Remsen St. Mary's as Remsen, the top-ranked team in 8-player. Guess I'll start it off here since I had a lucky 8-0 week here last week.
It's your second one.
Yeah, second one of the year.
But you're still in second place.
Yeah, that's true. Still yeah, in doesn't place. Matter when I'm still second in the rankings.
The trash talking never ends.
Well, let's see how we can shake it up this week. This one, I don't know, though. This is a tough test here for the Audubon Wheelers, having to go on the road with a long trip, take on the top-ranked team in 8-player, and a team that not only has been able to be productive on offense with their quarterback, Cale Ortman, but their defense has been the thing that stands out for them. They've only given up 32 points all season long, which for an 8-player team is pretty unheard of. Of course, you know, some of that's given the competition that they've had to face, but still, they've been pretty impressive. They've got a couple of different guys that they work into the mix in the running game as well, and Brendan Fish, Alex Schroeder. Aaron Olson's been great for Audubon, but I think this is too much to ask of the Wheelers to go on the road and get it done, so I'll take Remsen St. Mary's in this one. Jim?
All right, very good. Well, I can see a path to victory for Audubon, but I'm squinting so hard I'm going to create crow's feet, so I'm going to stop that right now. Now, I just don't know that they have enough weapons to be able to do this on the road. You mentioned the points allowed. That's pretty impressive in an 11-man season, let alone an 8-man season. Four of those were shutouts. I also, you know, they don't throw the ball a lot, Remsen St. Mary's, but I was impressed with how efficient they are when they do. 66 out of 80 as a group, all of their quarterbacks this year throwing. and they've thrown only one interception. That means only 13 passes they've thrown hit the ground this year. That's pretty impressive. They don't throw a lot, so you'd think they probably aren't very good at it, but when they do, it works. They just look too tough. Remsen St. Mary's at home, I just don't see them losing this ball game.
All right. Matt?
I'm going to go with Remsen St. Mary's as well. Just like you guys said, the one thing that stood out to me was their defense, and it's playoff time, and usually this is when the defenses come to play, and that's usually what a lot of teams will ride to the victory and on the trek to the dome. So Remsen St. Mary's.
All right, another one there for the Hawks to go across the board. Those two teams do have a fun history in the playoffs, but we all are going to take Remsen there in that one. Another eight-man contest here that we'll take a look at, and this will be our broadcast game this week here as well. The Cam Cougars will get to host a contest. They will get to host by the point differential, even though they were a second team in their district. They will get to take on Baxter, 6-2 Cam, 7-1 Baxter. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, it's a pretty good game. This is a nice matchup in this one. Some of these games, you know, you never know what you're going to get first round of the playoffs. You sometimes get some pretty good mismatches, but this one, not too bad. The thing about Baxter is, looking at numbers, their quarterback, I don't know how it's pronounced, is it Damon? He's had a really nice season. But, you know, much like Audubon, where someone's, you know, pretty much all their eggs are in Aaron Olson's basket, that's kind of the way it is with Baxter, too. All the eggs are in one basket. I just think Cam has a few more weapons, and they're at home, and they have experience in the playoffs, successful experience in the playoffs. And I just think they've played a little tougher schedule. I think they've had a few more quality opponents that they've had to get through here so far. So I like the Cougars at home. I think this will be a close ball game, though. This could be a really good one.
All right. It's one for Cam. Matt?
Yeah, I think you'll be able to see a good game over there, Chris, on Friday night here. But Baxter, you know, rushing and throwing the ball, definitely have more yardage than Cam. But going back to the schedule, the strength of schedule for Cam, I think, is just a little bit tougher. Home field advantage. And I'm going to say, you know, that I think the defensive, again, going back to the theme, I think the defensive strength leans towards the Cougars. So I'm going to go with Cam at home.
All right, another one there for Cam. This is kind of a fun matchup, not just because it looks pretty good on paper, but because these teams really haven't ever played. This is a rare matchup for them, so kind of fun when you get to see somebody new. The quarterback's going to be the guy that the Cougars need to stop there, and Cody Dammond, he's been able to do it. 22 touchdowns passing, 21 rushing, so really goes through him. They do have a good player on defense to keep an eye out for in Jake Travis. He currently leads the class, it looks like, in tackles for loss at 32.5. He's got 14 sacks on the season, so a guy that can really disrupt things. But again, I'm with you guys. I think the schedule's been tougher for Cam. They have that playoff experience. They've been able to kind of iron things out and get used to each other here throughout the season and just seem to have kind of gotten better and progressed as the season has gone along. So I'm going to take the Cougars to get it done at home. That'll do it for our first two games on the sheet here this week. We've got one more eight-man contest to look at, and we'll do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Jack's Original Pizzas, 3 for $8.88, Folger's Ground Coffee, $7.99 each, and 5-pound bags of Green Giant Russet Potatoes, just $2.48 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $2.88 a pound, USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast, only $3.99 a pound, and Boneless Pork Shoulder Roast, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win as we dive into some more picks here for you for week number 9. And we're going to stay in the eight player playoffs here for this next one. East Mills at 6-2 will go on the road to take on 8-1 Southeast Warren. Matt, who's going to win?
Okay. Well, you know, I guess when you look at the BC Moore rankings, you've got two teams that are right next to each other. Number 8, East Mills. Number 9, Southeast Warren. Southeast Warren, 900 yards passing. I saw with their quarterback, Harvey. And on the season, he's thrown, I think, 15 touchdowns, but no interceptions in there. So, you know, that's pretty impressive in there. But they like to get it done on the ground, 2,400 yards rushing as a team. Most of it done by their sophomore, Trey Fisher. He has a little over 1,000 yards. And then you look at East Mills, who's probably a little more balanced in there, 1,200 rushing, 900 passing. Then as you dig deeper, according to, the schedule ranking, Southeast Warren has like the 37th toughest schedule, whereas East Mills has the 5th toughest schedule, supposedly. So, you know, that's something, you know, that kind of stands out. After saying all that and throwing it all out, I think it's going to be a tough ball game. It's going to come right down to the end. And I'm going to give the edge to Southeast Warren, I think. I might be on a limb on this one, but I'm going to give the edge to Southeast Warren. For whatever reason, I think there's going to be a little bit of home field advantage in there. I like that, the zero interceptions, I think they kind of just stay true to themselves. They're going to have some ball control in there, so we'll go with that.
All right. One for Southeast Warren. And, this is a fun matchup. Zach Thornburg has been pretty good at quarterback for East Mills. They've been in some really tight games. They've got an impressive win earlier this season over Cam, and one they were able to edge out. Ryan Stortenbecker has been a great player for them both on offense and defense. He's one that kind of stands out and jumps out at you. He's been on over 80 tackles this year. Logan Montgomery on the other side has also been a force defensively for Southeast Warren. I do like what Southeast Warren has done on the ground. They have a pretty impressive win earlier in the season, the way that they handled Audubon. I don't know, though. I need to pick up a game. So I am going to take the East Mills Wolverines to go on the road and get one done. So I'm going to say the Mills County goes out and gets it done on the road. Jim.
Well, I need to pick up some games, too. But I don't get to pick up games now on both of you. Yeah, it's one or the other now. So you guys split that up. I walked in here intending to take Southeast Warren for a lot of the reasons Matt said. They're very run heavy, but their pass game has been very efficient when they have thrown the ball. I just looked at this game as largely a toss-up with Southeast Warren being the home team. So, oh gosh, I don't know. Do I chase first or do I chase second or do I just accept my fate?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Southeast Warren. That's who I was going to pick when I walked in here, so I'm going to stay with them.
All right, another one there for Southeast Warren. So we'll have the Wolverines out there on a limb. Let's go to the Class A playoff bracket now here for our next game, and it's the AHSTW Vikings getting to host Westwood. 8-0 for the Vikings this year. Completed that unbeaten record with a win over St. Albert that we had for you on the radio last week, and Westwood comes in at 4-4. I'll get first look here at this one. HSTW, just impressive what I was able to see from them last week. They made some mental errors, and I think some of that was just stuff that, they didn't necessarily agree with the way that the officials were calling the game. But Sternberg boys have been very effective. I was really impressed there with Luke Sternberg at the quarter or the running back spot. He has a huge burst. You give him a little bit of space, and that's all it's going to take. He's a really quick player. Cole Scheffler is great on the outside. Aiden Martin is a real big force for them at the linebacker spot there in the middle. Cleans up a lot of stuff. And then for Westwood, it's largely done on the ground. Jackson DeWall, their running back, has pretty much produced all of their offense, 1,700 yards on the ground, averaging over 7 yards per carry. So a guy that the Vikings will really get to zero in on. And when you've got a defense that's got enough guys that really fly well to the ball like the Vikings have, I think that bodes well for them in this type of scenario. So I think AHSTW gets it done and moves on. Jim.
Yeah, I don't think there's much doubt about this one. We talked about how there are some pretty good, decent matchups on this sheet. This is not one of them. Westwood started 2-0 on the season. They've been limping into the playoffs. They've been 2-4 since then. So, don't want to get too far ahead of myself on that. But AHSTW just proven to be solid all year long. They just played well. They've just done what they expected to do, and they've just controlled games. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not just, you know, they're not putting up 82-0 scores every week, but they're just controlling the pace of the ball game. Mm-hmm. They've got an explosive enough offense, and their defense has been solid. Just good all the way around. I just don't see any way Westwood wins on the road.
Matt?
Yeah, everything you guys have said as well. I think kind of Jim nailed it there. Just nothing extravagant, playing within yourselves, getting stuff done on defense, fundamentally sound, and being dominant in how you do it. So I think that's kind of been their, I guess, their motto here as they've moved along, and I don't see anything to change, especially with the home field advantage.
All right, so we're going to go Vikings across the board for that one. We'll stay in Class A as another team from that district, Southwest Valley, is 6-2. We'll go on the road to take on a 6-2 Madrid squad. Jim, who's going to win?
I don't know, and I did not want to go first on this one, to be quite honest. Can I use a phone a friend?
Phone a friend.
Or can I just pass? Nice matchup, Southwest Valley and Madrid. They both are primarily ground-heavy. Madrid not quite as ground-heavy as they used to be, where they'd maybe throw one pass a year. But they've got three running backs with 500-plus yards this year, which makes sense to considering the style of offense they typically play. But Southwest Valley's also got a couple of pretty good running backs. They've got some solid ground game there as well. My inclination would be to pick the home team, but I need to make up some space. I think this is a pretty decent matchup, so I'm going to go with Southwest Valley on the road.
All right, one for the Timberwolves. Matt?
Oh, yeah, I'm not quite sure what to think of this one. I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to go with the Madrid Tigers on this. They're only one spot ahead of Southwest Valley, according to the BC Moore, 16, and Southwest Valley, 17. So a lot of similarities across the board. They're both ranked same as far as schedule, offensive average, defensive average. So, like Jim said, this is a toss-up, and my flip of the coin ends up with Madrid.
All right. One there for the Tigers. You look at the numbers. I mean, it's pretty similar teams. They do have a common opponent in Earlham that they both beat, you know, in similar type of margin. So not much to take away from that. Defensive player that stood out for me for Madrid, Tristan Miller's done a great job there at the tackling with 43 tackles. He's got 3.5 tackles for loss, a guy that looks like he mixes it up a little bit. The thing that I think maybe gives the edge here to the home team a little bit is the fact that they are able to do a little bit more in the passing game. You know, Madrid's obviously a typical ground team, but they've been a little bit more successful being a little bit more unpredictable. I think that's what hurts Southwest Valley in this one, so I'm also going to go with Madrid.
Well, and in the past, I can't speak for recently, but in the past, I've done a few playoff games over there. Matt, you may have come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Done a few playoff games. It's a pretty impressive atmosphere. It's a football town, and they really love their football. And you swear they have like 1.5 times the population at the game on football Friday nights there in Madrid. They had a nice facility, and you know that's going to be a tough thing to overcome. It's always fun to see those kind of things happen on a football Friday night when you get so much support like that.
Yeah, great atmosphere for football, good base. We'll move into a 1A matchup here for our next contest, and it's the Trainer Cardinals here in Western Iowa at 5-3, moving a little bit further to the central part of the state to take on a team down the road here in ACGC, who comes in at 6-2. Matt, who's going to win?
Well, yeah, similar to our last game here we just did, this here, two pretty evenly matched teams as far as when you look at statistics and offensive, defensive averages and where they kind of stand with schedule strengths in there. But then, of course, obviously the one thing that stands out, of course, is ACGC gets everything done on the ground, over 2,600 yards rushing. They've got three guys with 760 yards, 660, and 582 respectively. So, that's just what they do. I don't know. You know, last week they got pretty well thumped by Van Meter in there, and I know Van Meter's kind of the cream of the crop, but sometimes that can be tough to rebound from. You've got a team like Trainer coming in who's played some pretty decent teams, especially in their non-conference schedule. So I'm going to go with the road team on this one. I'm going to go with Trainer, actually.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I know.
Trainer Cardinals.
I don't know. Yeah, so yeah. That's my inclination here.
Okay. Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't blame you for wavering one bit. The thing that kind of drove me away a little bit from, thinking that Trainer would win this game is, yeah, they played some good competition, but you look at their wins, and they really haven't beaten one of those tough teams here throughout this season. They've gotten it done against the teams that you would expect them to get wins against, and that kind of scares me here a little bit. I think ACGC is just a tough football team. They play that grounded-out type of game. I think they've been in some good battles here throughout the year. Obviously, like you said, they just didn't stack up against what is a really good Van Meter team. But I'm gonna give the edge here to the home team. This is another one where I think maybe it's a toss-up, so I can take a chance on getting a game. So I'll go with ACGC. Jim?
Well, I didn't read the game the way you guys did, and maybe that's why I'm in last place. the notes that I wrote down here, ACGC, just that powerful run game, tough D. In fact, we're talking about pretty much the same team in back-to-back games. ACGC's offense came from Madrid. So my notes on Trainer just said I just felt like their chance was get the lead early and then get lucky from there, because otherwise ACGC is going to keep grounding you out. If they get a lead, they're just going to keep working away at you, and you're just going to get frustrated because you're not going to get the ball back enough. I don't know. I'm still taking the home team. I'm going with Lightning Bolts.
All right, Chargers. So we're going to leave Matt out there on that one. All right, we've got two more games left here. We'll take a look at those contests right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Jack's Original Pizzas, 3 for $8.88, Folger's Ground Coffee, $7.99 each, and 5-pound bags of Green Giant Russet Potatoes, just $2.48 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $2.88 a pound. USDA Choice boneless chuck roast, only $3.99 a pound. And boneless pork shoulder roast, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. We've got one more playoff game here to take a look at before we get to our last pick. And we'll go to the 2A playoffs now here, as the Clarinda Cardinals at 5-3 will play host to a 4-4 Roland Story team. And this is another one, I guess, I was hoping that I wouldn't have to pick first on, but here we are. So let's go after it. Clarinda has been able to mix it up with the quarterback and the running back spot. Tayden Brown is kind of a guy they lean on, though, in that run game to get it done. Roland Story, Heston Johnson, their quarterback's thrown for almost 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, and then their running back's up to 770 and 7 scores, and Jonathan Wilkinson. The thing you look at Roland Story, you think 4-4. Well, that's not very good. Well, 3 of their losses are to teams that are ranked in different classes, so I don't know that, you know, you look at that and take away a huge negative. But again, like Trainer, they haven't proven that they can win a tough game as well. Whereas Clarinda, I think, has disappointed me this season. They've had their chances to win some important games and haven't been able to get it done. They did have the nice win against Trainer earlier in the season. I don't know. I feel kind of weird about this one. So I think I'm actually going to give the edge here to the road team. I'm going to take Roland Story. Jim.
All right. Well, Roland Story's got one thing going for him for sure. They're playing on the road. They're 3-1 on the road this year. They're only 1-3 at home. So, I mean, they've got that. They had to be thrilled when they saw they were hitting the road for this game. I've been picking against Clarinda all year long. And did I mention I'm in last place?
A couple of times, I think.
I might have mentioned it to you also. I might do it again before the day is over. I don't know. I looked at this and I thought, gosh, to me this is darn near a toss-up. Roland Story had that road record, but most of those ranked teams, as you say, they played at home, so that's how that plays out. But I don't know. I'm gonna close game. I'm gonna go with Clarinda. I need to pick up some space, so I'm going with Cardinals at home.
All right, one for Clarinda, Matt.
I'm gonna go with the Cardinals as well. I like the way they've been playing the last few weeks. They seem to have some things corrected in there. They've had some nice wins these last few weeks in here. Got the ground game going. Roland Story, they come in on a two-game losing streak, having to go on the road. A little bit of a trip down to Clarinda, so I'm going to go with Cardinals all the way.
All right. We'll go to our last pick here of the week, and this is a regular season contest. Close out to the portion of the larger class schedule as Atlantic is on the road to take on Creston here in 3A6. 4-4 Trojans, 6-2 for the Panthers. Jim, who's going to win?
Well, Creston's in, right? Or do they have to win?
Yeah, they're pretty much in, yes.
I was going to say, the way I looked at it, it looked like to me that they were pretty much already in, no matter what happens here tonight. And, you know, Creston's had a nice season. They have lost two of their last three now, albeit that was Harlan and ADM, a couple of top 10 ranked teams. But Atlantic has played some pretty strong football, even with a few of the injuries that they've had. They've hung around, and they've won the games that they should, and they've hung around with a few of these teams that, you know, outside of the ADMs and the Harlans of the world. But, gosh, I don't know. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than you think at first glance, but Creston's tuning up for the playoffs. They're at home, and I don't know. I've seen so many strange things happen when Creston Atlantic play in Creston over the years. And it always seems to favor Creston. So I think it'll be a tight one. I don't know. Creston at home.
All right. One for the Panthers. Matt?
I'm going to go with the Trojans. Playoffs start this week for them. I think they understand that. And this isn't your old Creston teams of the past. You're not going to walk out there and see these linemen that are just going to wow you across the front.
No Trevor Downing?
No Trevor Downing's in there, no. So, you know, I think that's definitely a plus for the Trojans in there. They probably size-wise, probably outsize them up front. And then, you know, Creston just wants to get the ball to Brennan Hayes in there. And try to get it done on the ground. They'll definitely try to throw the ball, of course. Strider, he's had a good season throwing the ball when they need to. They like to throw it deep. You know, I think the Trojans are going to have some success this week, get that win, and then we'll see what happens after that.
All right. One there for Atlantic. Yeah, I mean, this is a good matchup. This comes down to, I think, you know, the teams in the district kind of how you maybe thought it might shake out, and this is kind of that who's going to be that third spot type team. Colton Rasmussen, I think, is, you know, a difference maker for Atlantic. If they can find ways to get the ball up in the air, that he can go grab some and make some plays, that's how they get it done in a game like this. Creston, you know, I think early in this season they kind of skated by a little bit by, you know, who they were playing. They looked impressive, but it necessarily probably wasn't early on in the year. They do have a good back. The thing that scares me a little bit about this game for Atlantic is, you know, now that you've had the major injury at quarterback and another guy in there for a couple of games, well, here's where you really get tested. You had a couple of games against teams that you were better than overall and were kind of able to lean on all those types of things to get it done. Now you're going to be in a tougher type of evenly matched opponent here to try to win it, but I still think the Trojans will do that. I think they make big plays. That's what they did in that Knoxville game. I think that they do that enough, give enough chances for those guys on the outside to go grab it. And, you know, a big senior class playing for a lot, you know, just to have that chance to continue their season and try at least try to go out on a high note. I think that motivates them enough. So I'm going to go with Atlantic as well. All right, that's going to wind it down here for week number 9 here on Who's Going to Win. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing us the program here throughout the season. Stay tuned. We'll have that playoff game coming up here. Cam Cougars hosting Baxter. Mike Smith will join me for the broadcast here shortly. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have Jack's Original Pizzas, 3 for $8.88, Folgers Ground Coffee, $7.99 each, and 5-pound bags of Green Giant Russet Potatoes, just $2.48 each. Over in the meat department, we have boneless, skinless chicken breast, just $2.88 a pound. USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast, only $3.99 a pound, and Boneless Pork Shoulder Roast, just $1.99 a pound. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.